Ghana, March and April 2017. Welcome to Volta Region, Ghana. I am volunteering at the West Africa Homeopathy, WAH, after learning about the charity through UK colleagues. I'm grateful for having heard about this project, a welcome gift after moving to Chicago, and a touchstone to my world of homeopathy in Africa. As we have moved to the USA from Cape Town, I traveled to JFK, New York for a 7-hour overnight flight to Accra, Ghana. The flight is full of Ghanaian healthcare, elder care aides, most laden with massive bags full of U.S. stuff, bound for home. Baggage claim is chaos as most travelers collect 3 or 4 overstuffed suitcases, then wobble through customs. A brief history of Ghana. Ghana is a West African country which borders the Gulf of Guinea, the Atlantic Ocean to the south, Burkina Faso to the north, Togo to the east, and Côte d'Ivoire to the west, all French-speaking nations. Ghana was the first African country to gain independence from colonial rule and is therefore a beacon to the rest of Africa. Ghana is rich in natural resources with a beautiful coastline and lush forests and savanna in the north. The main rivers are the Black Volta and the White Volta rivers, and the man-made Lake Volta, which is important for irrigation. Ghana has a rich and ancient history, possibly going back 10,000 years before the modern age. Northern Ghana was a great trading empire until the 13th century, and later again, a gold-trading seaport called the Gold Coast from the 1400s, where major European countries all built forts, castles, trading seaports, each with an eye to their own gain. Ghana later became a slave trading center. By the 19th century, cacao was the major export. Ghana's religion is 70% Christian, 20% Muslim, more prevalent in the north of Ghana. Industry and agriculture contribute 40% to the economy and services 60%. Ghanaians are well-educated with free education through high school and many university and polytechnic vocational schools training youth to a high standard. It is an egalitarian society, very polite, with deep respect for elders and ancestry. Ghanaian artists and authors, as well as its music, dance, and stunning textiles, are known far beyond Ghana's borders. Although English is the official language of Ghana, amidst the main 8 ethnic groups, there are over 70 languages spoken. I have great admiration for the beautiful English spoken by so many for whom it is a second language. Ghanaians are friendly, open and warm, and revere learning and hospitality. They are strict and loving with children who are well-behaved and polite. Smoking and drinking are frowned upon. Ghana is rich in mineral wealth with oil and gas reserves. After a rocky economic start after independence, Ghana has gone from strength to strength economically and as a democracy. Hope is in the air and in the ground.